This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I want to dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth this sweet gold. We've come so far, my dear.
There for me when 7 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. We're missing Doug. We've got Jen and Victoria Kara Schillen at the controls. And Dougie missing in action. We don't know. We heard him rumbling around. That's what people don't realize about this program is that we actually do the show from one, two, three, four different locations. Let's name them. Our uplink site, where Kara Schillen sits, is in Washington, D.C. And then Victoria Keelan is in New York. Doug is what? Coming back to the microphone and always late to his program in Santa Monica. Well, actually
late.
In
That's
Bel Air.
That is not true.
And I'm in Los Angeles. So, you know, it's hard to put together this program because we can't all see each other's faces.
Mm-hmm. And we can't back, yell Dougie. Loud enough to go, Doug, we got to come back.
Well, nature called, and I'm not telling you any more about it than
that. Oh, boy.
All right, coming up, our television report and what happens with Arnold Schwarzenegger and The Apprentice. I think that many of us are now, because we have all of our, Victoria and I were sort of chatting online back and forth about this over the weekend, doing our tax returns, getting our taxes filed, making sure they're all paid by April 15th. So the good news today, for those of you who are working through that, is that you are less likely to be audited now than ever before, which for my money is good, because most of the time, including my own experience in being audited, it really wasn't. There was one time where there was a question that I understood why it was asked, and it was something that we needed to resolve, and it was a positive, for the most part, a positive outcome. But then I had a couple of other times. Once they start, they seem to continue to want to chase you around.
Yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah. And so the best way to get off the list, I found, was to answer any and all questions before they can ask them. So I made sure that Mr. Brooks, who is my accountant, answers all questions. Anything that he would question as an auditor, because he was an auditor, make sure you answer it. That's my directive to him. I don't want to know anything else. I want to know if I have to pay or I don't have to pay. That's it. You're in charge of everything else. You got the numbers. Help yourself.
So, I love when people's last names correspond to what
they
do.
I know, isn't it great?
Like, right. My friend has a cat sitter, and his last name is actually Purrington.
Purrington.
I don't even want to tell you what my gynecologist's name is.
Oh, no.
But
really?
No, now you have to.
Does it rhyme with Dolores?
No.
Dr. Fur.
Oh.
Okay, keeping it moving as quickly as possible. So, the federal budget cuts that are in line and have been, actually, not just since Donald got into office, but there were 17,000 jobs eliminated, including 7,000 enforcement agents over the last couple of years. Those people conducted audits, but they, for the most part, weren't very productive. That's one of the things they don't tell you in the news media. Well, the government cut those because they can't get you. Well, the reason they cut them is because they weren't necessary, because they weren't finding anything. In the age of electronic file, most everybody files electronically here, right? Do you all file electronically? I do.
And I almost think you have to now, don't you, in some
way?
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, my accountant does it for me, but I think it is an e-file, technically.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, what they don't tell you is that a lot of jobs are eliminated because the electronic system monitors certain things, certain similarities.
And ratios.
That would be, right, someone who has made, there are all kinds of comparatives, apparently, that they've established in mores and benchmarks and things. So you fit into a league or a category with other people, and so your return is judged by what other people are doing, somehow or other, electronically. And if there's something that comes up that's a question, then the electronic analysis of it will point it out to somebody, and then they look at it to see if there's something to check into. And that's really one of the reasons that there aren't as many audits, is because they're catching things before the fact. As most of you know and you feel, our country in general is the highest taxed country in the world. Across the board, when you take averages of corporate taxes, individual taxes, real estate taxes, excise taxes, all of the taxes that we have to pay, and there are, believe it or not, most of us, if you were to look at all the various bills that you pay, there are about 14 or 15 different categories of taxes. And that's what makes us the most taxed country in the world. So when Donald Trump says we have to do something about taxes, he's not just talking through his ear. There is something that most people, when they collectively understand how bad it is, especially, it isn't so much that it's bad that they collect them, it's what they do with it that has most people upset. It isn't so much, okay, if I'm getting value for my money, that's swell. But how come we have bridges falling apart, roads falling apart, the technology of what it takes to run the airports, for example? They're 10, 12, 14 years behind what is the same standard, or is the standard in Europe. And why is that? Well, because they take the money and they use it for other things, like giving money to charities that we don't all support, or having the unions do really what is substandard labor. It's not their fault, but it's part of the ploy, it's part of the game to keep all the unions busy and supporting various parties and politicians and all that stuff. It's a scam. And that's really kind of what we're all having to play with. So it's a complicated scenario, and I'm not sure it's made easier by making the tax system itself easier, although I do believe that it is going to, I think that in terms of how we do our personal reports, there are various incentives that are very popular. The mortgage deduction, for example, is one of them. In the advertising business, which is what we're in, that's always been deductible. Now there's some question, or has been for the last couple of years, about whether advertising ought to be deductible as a business expense. Are you kidding? I mean, stop wasting the money, for God's sakes. You really want to be a leader? Those of you, and I'm now on my horse and I'm going to get off of it, but it is. Here's an example of people not being able to come up with an answer. Over the weekend, I don't know how many of you heard this, for about 12 hours, most of the 911 call-in centers in at least 12, 13, 14 states were paralyzed because they were attacked. There was a cyber attack. If you check out today's Wall Street Journal, you'll see that the attackers used what they called zombie calls to inundate the system. There were hundreds of calls in Texas, Florida, California, Washington, among other states. And they don't, you know, this is something that they didn't want to tell you beforehand, but because, once again, the 9/11 system, 911, whatever it is, 9/11, because it always gets confused with September 11th, but the 911 system is so outdated, it is so vulnerable to hackers, it is, and this proved it over the weekend, how easy it was to disable the system. Now, even though it's run by private entities, it supposedly is a public-private group, the National Emergency Number Association. They're the trade group. But they have a direct connection with the government. The government doesn't really fund this, like they don't fund the roads, they don't fund the airports. And so here we have all of these taxes that we're paying, and we're wondering what they're going for with legitimate reason. And so guys like Trump stand up and say, okay, we've got to cut taxes. People say, oh, you can't do that. Of course you can. And this is the time of year to be thinking about it, frankly, when you're preparing your tax return. So this is all inspired by our conversation yesterday, Victoria.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, think about it for a second. Do you think about Jennifer, when you file your tax return or when you pay the excise tax on your car or register your car or whatever, do you actually think about where the money goes? And I ask Victoria.
I do, and that's why I get so frustrated. Yeah. I get totally frustrated because I feel if we are stockholders in this company, which is what we are, essentially, we should be getting a report, and we don't. Yeah. And a lot of our money goes places, and I guarantee you, our friend Rich McFadden, who is a part of this program, will tell you if people had to handwrite a check to the government every week with their paycheck, there would be a revolution in the country because they'd realize that half of the paycheck is going back to the government.
And they don't know what they're doing with it.
To me, like things that really bother me is when you get a bonus that's taxed at the quote unquote bonus rate. I mean, a lot of people bonuses are built into people's salary packages when they work for a large company, and when you lose half of it to taxes, I mean that's something that drives me insane. Severance pay, another thing, you lose half of it. It's taxed at the bonus rate, so you lose your job and then you lose half of your severance right away. Mm-hmm. And then I don't even understand. And how come people think that or people aren't rioting about the death tax? You know, taxing someone's estate when you work your whole life
awful.
Paying taxes.
It's outrageous.
And then that to me is, I don't even understand how, that to me is not even a political issue. That
well,
just
but it
be,
is a political issue. It has become a political issue. And one party
I don't know
more under that.
Who is for that? Because then I'm against them.
Democrats. Democrats.
But I'm against the, and I am a Democrat, but then I'm 100% against that.
Yeah.
That to me
is
ridiculous.
It's farmers lose their farms. Nine times out of ten, farmers are cash poor but land rich, so they die, and their families can't keep the farm going because they got to sell it to pay millions of dollars. Oftentimes, if the farm's worth $4 or $5 million, they got to pay $1 million or $2 million. In taxes. And what does the government do with the money? That's the bottom line.
Right.
I don't mind paying if I know there's something good coming out of it, but there isn't. There's so much waste, fraud, and corruption and abuse, it's just untenable. So, and you've hit the nail on the head, both of you, I think, with this thing. It just is not, it isn't acceptable. So you want to protest, you want to riot in the streets, you want to have a big to-do, like these people who wasted their time this past weekend doing whatever the hell they were doing. This is something to protest and get upset about.
Yep.
This
is a real thing that affects
nonsense.
Everyone. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't even understand why this is a political issue. It shouldn't be. This is just like a civil right, practically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where I equate it. So Hey, you know what? More power to him. If Trump can fix some of that stuff, he says he's very well versed in tax code. So,
But here's the problem: is Trump going to ever be able to fix any problem? Because we're so busy, he's busy creating problems. The Democrats are busy creating problems.
Yeah,
you know, I was listening to the Sunday shows over the weekend, and Tom Cotton, who I really like a lot, I have a lot of respect for him. He was on the Sunday shows, and they said, "Well, what about all of this Russia connection?"
Who is Tom Cotton?
He's a senator from Arkansas.
Okay.
Young guy, served in the military. Good guy.
Yeah.
Or at least solid guy. And they asked him, they said, what about all of this? You know, what about these allegations that Trump is throwing about? And what about the Obama administration potentially wiretapping? He said, you know, I held a town hall over the weekend and 400 people came. 400 of my constituents were there. He said, one person asked me about this. Everybody else, and this is what is so ridiculous about the politicians, by the way, on both sides of the aisle, who are so busy throwing out these charges so that they can preserve their own political power. When the American people don't care, they want to have a little extra money in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe want to know where their tax dollars are going. Maybe they want to feel safe instead of looking over their shoulder when they drop their kids off at school or go to church on Sunday. And that's it. That's all. I mean, it's just such a simple equation that everybody's missing out on.
There's more. The rumor this weekend is the reason that Donald Trump didn't file his taxes is because he borrowed a lot of money from the Russians and he doesn't want people to know.
Well, he filed them. He just didn't. He doesn't want to turn them over. And so there's that. But there's also, he says Obama's wiretapped him. And, you know, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah,
but you've also got the Democrats saying he's in collusion with the Russians. It's just so crazy. There's just so much of it.
All right, so anyway, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, our report to the nation, basically though built around this concern that we all ought to have about where our tax dollars are going. That's something to be concerned about. 21 after the hour, as the DJV experience continues.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
See what we have for the pleasant musical expression and experience here. It's New Music Monday on the TJD Experience. So Doug, Jen, and Victoria start with old 97s, a song called Good With God. Brandi Carlile is featured here from the new album called Graveyard Whistling. So let's listen to this, see if we like it. Crank it up, Kara. About Brandi Carlile.
She's a country singer. I think Jen's a big fan of Brandi Carlile. Old 97s are not necessarily a country act, but they get kind of lumped into that category a lot.
Yeah.
As you can hear, this is a signature sound of theirs. And so I guess they went a little extra country with this song by bringing in Brandi Carlile.
Yeah, okay. So that's one of our new music tunes. Let's get to number two, which is from familiar country artist Ed Sheeran, called Galway Girl. Is he really a country act, though?
No,
he's not.
At
no,
all.
He's pop. He's pop all the way. Yep, right, not country
I
at all.
I think he was country. I'm confusing him with Fred Sheeran. Must be his cousin. This is a new album called Divide and Galway Girl. All right, we can hear this is right up Victoria's alley.
And then she beat me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee, singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room where she was singing to me, you know she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl.
This is kind of cool for him. This is a little bit different. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, mean, there's like a shillelagh or something in there, too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all right. It's just time for St. Patrick's Day, which is next week.
Right.
Those who have forgotten that. All right, the next new music tune that we have for New Music Monday is by Lord. This is an upcoming album, the second one. They haven't actually put a name to it yet, but this song is called Green Light.
Sometimes I wake up in a different bedroom. I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Those rumors, they have big teeth. Hope they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we lived in the light?
Well, that's the one least interested in of the three. I don't connect with her, but she's been around and you like her. Victoria, is that safe to
say? Well, her first album was just such a mega hit, and she was 17 at the time, and she's from Australia, and she came out of nowhere, total left field, and she just became such a huge star, and it's been 4 years for her to get a next album out, and all of my friends, social media, Carrie, you probably saw this over the weekend, everybody is talking about this song. Mm. I don't necessarily think it's the best song that she's ever done, but I think people are just excited that she's back. And I couldn't get away from seeing mentions of this song over the weekend on social. So
I'd call Green Light by Lord for your musical dancing and listening pleasure at 28 past the hour. This is the DJB Experience.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now 34 after the hour with the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. The food news is coming up in a few moments. Television world talking about Arnold not going back to The Apprentice. I don't know what else there is in the TV report, Victoria, but I see this is an interesting anecdotal sort of backdrop to the problems of Donald Trump, or at least that's what Arnold wants you to think. And he says that because Trump is still involved, that's the problem with the show. And you know what? I wouldn't discount that.
I think he's right. I have friends who wouldn't watch it because Donald Trump was still one of the executive producers.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I was just talking to Victoria off air about how where I was this weekend, my aunt was going on and on and on about how much she hated Trump. And that was one of the things that she mentioned, is that she doesn't watch that show. And she didn't even contemplate watching it because he's involved.
Which is, so Arnold's not wrong there. And the other part of it, they say, oh, well, the season finale was down 47%. Well, to me, the main reason the season finale, the ratings were so low, no one knew it was happening. And it's because normally
the promotion,
it didn't. And normally, and it was a great season finale. And boy, George made it all the way to the end. It was great.
I had never really watched The Apprentice. Once in a while, I'd watch just to hear Donald say, "You're fired," but I didn't care that much for it. But I actually found myself watching a couple of episodes because I like Arnold's character. And I did, I found the fact that Boy George was doing as well as he was doing very intriguing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of the other, I was interested in what's her face, Ali's daughter, what's her first name?
Oh, Layla Ali. Yep.
Layla, yeah. I find her very appealing in lots of different ways. She's just smart. She seemed a little, she said she didn't feel well. She was a little, whether it was smug, I'm not sure what it was, but didn't come across as her, or at her best. Then there were some other people that you got to know that were sort of appealing characters.
Yeah. But
I found Ballmer, who owns the L.A. basketball team and also is the main mover now at Microsoft. I found him to be a likable sort of character.
Yeah.
And the two of them would spar back and forth. I thought it was very revealing. Arnold said, "The two of us are worth $26 billion. Steve's worth 25 and a half, and I'm worth 500 million, which is probably just about right.
Right, probably.
Under the circumstances. So it was, you know, it was cool. So that and other things contributed to the end. You know, I find it interesting to see these entertainment shows all over Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone to the Caribbean this weekend for the wedding of a friend of Prince Harry's, and so they went to Montego Bay, and they took separate flights, and they ended up in the same hotel. Oh, really? What a surprise! And you know, the fact that makes it—they're so silly and sophomoric about it. These are two. And it's because he's the prince, and who's he going to make the princess? And yada yada.
I know, but you know, the British love that. That's
Americans love it. What do you mean the British?
It's true. It's true. Really? The Americans love it too. We're waiting for the next wedding. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, with that in mind, let me just digress a little bit. One of the themes, you know, every day or week, I have themes in my mind about what I think we ought to try to point out from all of our different perspectives here. And because I talked about the movie The Shack and the purported Christian values that are set forth in the movie, and I didn't like being hit over the head with them at the beginning of the movie. I mean, there's a constituency for it that people will go and they'll love that part of it. I found the end of it to be worth the pain of sitting through the beginning of it. And so I think about that as the part of the theme or the thread is this continuing demoralization on the part of some who think our country is falling apart. And one of the reasons they give is because we're losing our traditional Christian, Judeo, or Christian values, if you know, they don't even sometimes put Judeo-Christian ethics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, into their answer. And if this is an example of Christian values, then I guess I'm just as happy to step aside from it. What I'm talking about is the total made-up, phony controversy over this gay character in Beauty and the Beast. And the fact that it's up, and you know what? People run their businesses. I have no problem with the guy running the bakery, doesn't want to make a cake for gays. That's his business. He does what he does, and they live by what they do one way or another. So it goes with the movie theater or theaters that don't want to play this movie because it has some, the character LeFou is supposedly a gay sidekick to the bad guy, and under the circumstances, there are people who feel that we're a Christian nation, a Christian country. And the last time my experience with Christianity and what I learned when I was in Sunday school and what I learned going to school was there's nothing about Christian values that has anything negative to say about gay people. I don't know. Please tell me I mean, I'm sure somebody will find you're not supposed to lay down with somebody. It says someplace in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, any of us who
which
looked
Jesus
at the Bible,
didn't write, as, no, which Jesus I feel like people anything. Forget
Jesus,
that.
Jesus is a Jew, for God's sakes.
Right. People you know, forget. People put a whole yeah. lot on Jesus' shoulders.
The word of
you
God.
Know?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, by the way, you'll take that away from this movie, The Shack.
Mm.
There is no constituency, and as I said, it's sort of heavy-handed at the beginning, but what you'll learn is there's no constituency for religion, and it as much as says that in the movie, the character, the fellow that plays the Jesus character, says in so many words, basically that. And so for those who would hide behind so-called Christian values, I as a Christian, and you're a Christian, I think we're all Christians in a manner of speaking, I am offended that somebody would use that term
mm-hmm.
to hide behind because they're prejudiced jerks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Victoria and I were having a long discussion about this off air, and I think it's just frustrating, and I would think that Christians should be frustrated by this. I mean,
I would be,
what
yeah,
I get
yeah,
from right. the Bible is this universal message of love and acceptance,
yep.
and that's the complete opposite. That's not love and acceptance. And mm-hmm. it's so frustrating to me, the picking and choosing of what's
well,
okay and what's
the
not
other side,
okay from
okay,
the Bible.
But the other side of this, Kara, is that the news media will run with this and make it a lot larger than it really is. I think that's the other side of this. Maybe the real bad guys here are the usual villains, not Gaston, who's in the movie, but the people that run these newspapers that want to make something out of nothing. Are there
going
to be people upset about this? Yeah. But people don't like it. There are a lot of people don't like gay people. I get that. So don't associate with them. But you're going to keep people from bringing their kids to see this movie because you think your kid's going to turn out to be gay because one of the characters is gay?
Well, that's the thing. I always want exactly, and I always wonder what's the fear here? What's really behind it? That doesn't make any sense to me. And this is Disney, by the way. This is the first openly gay character Disney has ever had, and it's 2017. I mean, this is obviously not going to be some make-out session between two guys. This is going to be probably a slight,
and
subtle
by the way,
reference.
For the record, that makes me uncomfortable. Seeing two men kiss makes me...
I think a lot of straight guys would say that, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I don't think they ought to be... They ought not to be happy if they're happy.
Right.
I have the two very close friends who are gay
right.
who live across the street from me, across the street from the farm. And I feel very close to them. I like them a lot. They're both wonderful human beings. And I don't pay attention. They sort of laugh about it. They refer to their gay friends... They call their gay friends fags. I could never do that. But they can, because
right.
they're gay. It's like using the N-word. You know,
yeah.
But, you know they're so much fun about, they have so much fun with their sexuality that it would diffuse even the most hardcore of people who don't like gay
right.
men.
Right, and you know what? That makes an excellent point, because most of the time, whenever I've heard about people who... don't, you know, or people who are very anti-gay, they don't even know a single gay person.
Well, the other side of that
there's
is...
There's no humanizing of that issue because they don't even know a single gay person.
Meredith and my children will laugh at me because I don't have... My gaydar doesn't... I don't even think I have it. I don't pay attention to it because it doesn't mean anything to me. And let's notch this up one more rung on the ladder here. There's a story... from this same movie about Emma Watson being accused by some feminist of being anti-feminine.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, she appears in the new issue of Vanity Fair with her shirt unbuttoned, which has caused a lot of online debate about feminism. Why?
Because mm-hmm.
she's got a shirt unbuttoned?
Yep. They say she can't pose that way and still actually be a feminist. Which
what
is
are you, nuts?
Bonkers to me. It's ridiculous.
Craziness. All right. So that's that.
But unfortunately, that's becoming a big story, and even she doesn't understand it. I mean, just doesn't.
It's becoming a big story because the news media deals in controversy for controversy's sake. Same thing can be said for the business about the gay character in Beauty and the Beast, or this, or whatever. If somebody's got a bee in their bonnet, they're trying to damage the movie for whatever the reason. So we'll take it. If we can't get them because of the gay. A guy who's with the bad guy, then we get him because Emma Watson's in it, and she's not a feminist. Go take a hike.
Right.
Which is the funniest thing to me when people, even if it's the news media making a controversy, it's still, you know, people have said these things on Twitter, and it's just, it's so obnoxious to me, you know, because it's always the people behind their computer who are like, I'm a feminist, and you're not, because you posed with your boobs out, but Emma Watson has done more for the feminist movement in recent years than
any of those people have. Her boobs are not very big. Anyway.
Well, they're not even out. It's just her shirt is unbuttoned. She's covered up. It's not like it's a topless spread or anything. It's not like that at all.
Matter of fact, is anybody a good candidate for a hamburger? She's one of them.
Oh, geez.
All right. Let's get to the food news here, brought to us by Tasty Lee Tomatoes for health, for flavor, for freshness. You want to be 100% for Tasty Lee Tomatoes. All right, ladies, you've been kind of, I don't know if you have, you can eat them all up. I don't know how many you
have. I only have one left.
That's it, huh?
Oh, yeah. We've made omelets over the weekend.
I made
a goat cheese and tomato omelet over the weekend, and we used sandwiches, and I made it a diced up one of the Tasty Lee tomatoes with an avocado and a little bit of olive oil and some spices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just delicious.
Yummy, perfectly ripe.
Yeah, I made a really yummy salad over the weekend with these tomatoes and avocado and cheese, and I haven't eaten anything today yet, and I'm really hungry.
Really? Okay, so I'll spoil that for you. Tasty Lee tomatoes are certified by the American Heart Association as heart healthy. Tasty Lee tomatoes taste like you grew them yourself. They are vine ripened, which is unusual, especially at this time of year, to find anything that makes it to your table that is vine ripened. And they have a very good way of doing business. You can order them online at Tasty Lee. It's actually tasty with an I, -lee.com. Order them there, or you can buy them at your favorite grocery store. They ship them into all the major chains, all the major stores. There's a separate place for them. Look for Tasty Lee tomatoes for the best. At this time of year, or any time of the year, nothing better juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. It's a good snack. It's good in a regular meal. Eat it like an apple. That's what I do. I've been a fan of BLTs for a long time, and that would be really fabulous in a BLT.
Some good crunchy turkey bacon, yum.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so you're interested in getting them and having them shipped to you. That's one of the new things is having food shipped to your house. You can do it online, tastywithani-lee.com, or ask for Tasty Lee Tomatoes at your favorite grocery store. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. The food news today focused on what's going on in Michigan, at Lake Michigan. There's a threat that these Asian carps that have come up, people flush them down their toilet, things like that, or they're getting into the global water supply. They are very dangerous, horrible, invasive fish. The public is being asked to come up with new ideas. As a matter of fact, the state of Michigan has come up with a prize to whoever has a way to stop these fish. Somehow or other, they need a poison.
Jeez.
And they're just eating up everything, eat up other fish, and they're ruining the freshwater system in the Great Lakes, which, of course, is our largest freshwater system. As a matter of fact, the largest freshwater system in the world.
Yeah, where do they come from? Because we had that problem with the snakehead. Is that what they were, the snakehead fish, a few years ago?
Yep.
Well, you can't eat carp, right? Isn't it just all bones? Like,
yeah, it's pretty gross.
Right? I don't think people really eat them.
No.
But they get very big. Aren't they, like, related to goldfish?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking.
And they just keep growing. Yeah.
Michigan has a $38 billion tourist industry, and a lot of it is focused on fishing and the outdoors and that sort of thing. They've got a big fishing industry, and carp have been spotted in the Lake Michigan. If they made it there, they could make it into other of the Great Lakes. And they eat up everything. They're just horrible. They're just really bad.
Wow.
So it's something to keep in mind. I hope that they are. If you're living in Michigan, find out how you can win. Figure out how to get rid of the fish, and you can figure out how to win a swell prize. It's 10 before the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is music from what?
Logan.
Try that again. Wait, I didn't hear what Chuck said.
Oh, Logan. It's music for the new movie Logan with Hugh Jackman.
Really?
Sounds that very dark.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it's a dark movie, isn't it, Chucker?
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah,
pretty much so. But it was the number one movie of the weekend. Chucker's going to go through the top five movies. It'll be interesting to see where the two movies that I saw end up. Probably nowhere, I'm going to bet. Although Shaq might have done.
Yes.
Something in there. Shaq did do something. Table 19 was out. It was a ridiculous waste of time. Too bad. Bad vehicle for Anna Kendrick. And you don't even know about the movie. You're the movie guy.
I know. I didn't even hear it. I didn't see a trailer. I didn't see a TV spot. Nothing.
Really? Yeah.
You like Anna Kendrick, though, right?
Yeah, she's sweet. And
she's not good
Lisa Kudrow is somebody that I find interesting, but the role, there wasn't a likable character.
What is it about? Tell me.
It's about people who are invited as a second or afterthought to a wedding. That's the significance of Table 19. You sit at the table, the last out
the
of...
The singles table.
Yeah. Right, the singles table. Nobody pays any attention to it. They're all misfits. And it just is... It was.
It's a funny premise, but I guess not well executed.
Yeah. No, not at all. It was a big waste of time. So, anyway, but we'll talk. I had a good experience with a Shaq. It took me a while to get there. I'll tell you about that. Chucker's going to review Logan, and we'll get to where everything stacked up in terms of results in just a moment here on Movie Moments.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here as we review the weekend box office total. Do you want to do that, Chuck, and then we'll pick apart the movies that showed up?
Sure. Number one film of the weekend was Logan, $85 million opening weekend. That's pretty solid. Get Out, the horror thriller, old school horror thriller, actually, number two, $26 million, $76 million in 2 weeks.
That's the one with Bradley Whitford.
Yeah, he's really good in it. He's a supporting character in the film. Plays more like the Stepford Wives, sort of old school horror. You should see it, Doug. It's not really scary. It's actually pretty thought-provoking. That on a budget of $4.5 million, $76 million, 2 weeks.
Wasn't it the girl brings a black guy home? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of those? Yeah.
Allison Williams,
who actually has a really good screen presence, Allison Williams.
That's her first movie, I think.
At least first co-starring role in the movie. Number three was The Shack, which you saw, Doug, $16.5 million.
Really?
Lego Batman, number four, $11.6 million, $148 million in 4 weeks. And Before I Fall, a new thriller, $4.9 million, rounding out the top five. I got a chance to see Logan. This is what I would say. It's like the Rocky Balboa of superhero movies. Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart playing the X-Men characters, Wolverine and Professor X at an aging age. Movie's much more grounded in reality than most superhero movies. It's rated R, hard R, and I think that works very well for this material. It's a good script. It's really well directed. Best work of Hugh Jackman's career. And Patrick Stewart, in my opinion, should get a Best Supporting Actor nomination.
Really?
He's that good in this movie. I give it an 8 out of 10. It's excellent. And if you like superhero movies, this is one of the better ones that you'll see this year, no doubt about it.
All right, so Shaq is one of these Christian message movies.
Right.
That at the beginning annoys the hell out of people like me who don't want to listen and be preached to and banged over the head with a hammer. But once you get to the point where Octavia Spencer comes in playing God, the message, the practical reality of what Sam Wither, what's his name? What's the
Worthington.
Guy's name? Worthington.
Sam Worthington, yeah.
Who's a terrible actor, I think, and shows in this movie. But the way the message comes out is so fabulous, it's worth going to see. So I would recommend seeing The Shack for the last 40, 45 minutes of it. 59 past the hour.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.